This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast, coming to you from the lovely village of Clarence. Is it a village? With me on that voice you hear, speak for us.
Hello, everyone.
That is Angel Campy. She's joined us. And then obviously regular people on the podcast.
Yes, Rishlu. Hello,
Rishlu.
Everyone.
Are you
a regular?
I'm a regular.
He is. So talk
I'm
into the mic, please.
I didn't know
then
this.
The other regular we don't have, we phone him sometimes.
You
Martin.
Do. You do phone me occasionally. And this is
good
me
to have you here.
Thank you, man. I'm here.
We don't have Eric or Ryan, so we just want to say apologies for them. They weren't... make a cut.
Well, I'm a Eric Ryan.
Are you an Eric fan though?
I love Eric. Yeah.
And Ryan Holiday.
Hardooth.
No, Ryan Holiday.
Who's Ryan Holiday?
There we go. Exactly.
Oopsie. Sorry,
that's
Ryan.
Very rude.
I'm a new fan.
Shout out to Ryan. You'll love Ryan when you meet him.
I like
young
your
comic.
Surname. I'm a fan of what it represents.
Holiday.
Yep.
Okay. So we travelled to Clarence to be at the Clarence Comedy Festival, which is curated by Rabin.
Ribbon.
So without any major sponsors, he's managed to pull off a comedy festival. We're doing our first show tonight. My name's Dave, so let's hit this thing. Who's on this thing? Can I read your t-shirt? Say hello, Say hello, Ribbon.
Hi, everyone listening.
You've been on this before.
Yeah, I've been. I was on it
Hi, everyone
two
listening.
Days ago.
The people listening are in this room, as
oh,
usual.
Oh, okay, well.
No one
whispered to the people.
Okay, cool.
So it's a great lineup.
Tell us, can I read your shirt? So let's go from the top there. Luisa Madinga, Dave
Linson,
Angel Campy.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to say, I'm looking for spelling errors. Kahisa Ledija, Jason Goliath, Claudine Ullman, I've heard of him. Yassine Barnes, Donovan Goliath, Lindy Johnson, Nicholas Goliath, Martin Evans, Gilly Apter, Warren Robertson, Jem Atkins, Nina Hasty, Rishlu Benoit. That is a good
it
lineup.
It gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And they get less and less money every year. So it's a win-win
this
situation.
This is one of those names, one of them will get paid.
Yes.
One of them, yeah, so it's going to be fantastic.
I love it's them, but not us, but it's us.
It is us. I speak about them, yeah. So are you excited? It's your first time? No, you've done
it's
all
my
three.
My third time. I'm a veteran.
Really?
Three time.
Have you noticed any difference between the first one and this one? What do you like about Clarence?
I mean, I like the fact that we're all in this one house that we basically become, we're like a episode of Big Brother, which is maybe what Rabin is doing.
He's such a longing for that shit.
He was on Big Brother season 2.
There's some ulterior motives which we're not aware of. Oh, sorry.
Aware.
So, we're not aware of his ulterior motives. But I'm a
first timer,
virgin. Yeah, yeah, it's the first time.
Yeah, it's my first one here as well.
But what did you hear about?
That's Martin.
Why
Martin
are you here? Let's start with Martin. Why are you at the Clarence?
Well, I'm here at the Clarence Comedy Festival for several reasons. Several reasons. One, I got asked to be. Okay, that's important.
By Rabin.
By Rabin.
Wait, was he drunk?
Probably. You belittle the situation. Like, it's. We mentioned it driving up in the car that comedians don't necessarily have, so we call it like a Christmas party. And if we're ever
I
at
think
a
you
gig
can't
together,
say that that's people will get cross. End
and
of
that's
year,
very religiously an
end of
year function.
And, so comedians don't have an end of year function.
We don't have an end of year function, yes. And it's an opportunity for us all to come up to somewhere which is unfamiliar, essentially, even if we have been here before, to all of us, and have a little fun, have a laugh, and make the most of it.
So it's you're keen. Well, it's good
keen.
To have you here.
Very keen. It's these kind of events that make me excited to do comedy.
Okay.
Sort of.
Because that's kind of where you come from in England. You were a journeyman. You did the festivals.
Yeah.
But Martin does like two shows a year, so he's excited to come.
We must take advantage of this. Martin Evans is excited. Hashtag once in a lifetime.
Yeah. I've been excited before.
This reminds me of this place. Do you remember the movie? What's that movie where it was Patrick Swayze and the little girl?
Ghost.
Dirty Dancing.
Do you remember Ghost? Doesn't this place remind you of Dirty?
Girl? Who's the little girl?
Is there not a little girl?
That's the wrong collection you're talking about.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore was like 43 in that.
Isn't she? Like
who's
a
the one in Dirty Dancing? She's young.
Oh, that
Jennifer,
is Dirty Dancing. That is not Ghost.
Jennifer Grey.
Okay,
but this reminds me of that place in Dirty Patrick Dancing Swayze. Where they had those family sort of. Feels like Martin's
going
to leave you.
Family lopper.
I've had the time of my life.
All right, yeah. But don't put baby in a corner.
Which one of you is going to let me run and jump on you and do that dance?
Hey,
like
I'm
going to say,
I'll do it, hey? I'll
no,
give it
I
a
know,
go.
But I feel like if
you
I
haven't
jump,
put on weight since last year.
How do you know?
I've got weaker. You don't, does Clarence make me look big in this? Go stand
big
there.
In
and
what?
Rishi, why would you do this? What? Just for interest sake, like you come to a little place 2-3 hours out of town.
Yes, the thing is, I've heard a lot about Clarence because of the beer festival they have out here.
Okay.
And then
when is that? March, sort of February, March.
Yes, it's around there. But then when Rabin invited me, I just wanted to see the place because my thing is I like seeing like all over South Africa. So for me to be like out here, I like the things. I like the mountain. There's a mountain right here. We're sitting in a mountain.
It is. We're sitting. You kind of can hear birds chirping.
Normally, Adi does. Now we can hear.
It's a kippier. Birds chirping, not just me talking.
You know what, Angel? Why don't you just talk on your phone there?
I'm texting and I'm a girl.
The new iPhone has a thing where it says how much time you spent on your phone.
I'm tweeting about being at the Clarence Comedy Festival. That's what I'm doing.
Can you just hashtag just now on podcast, please?
Laugh, eat, sleep, repeat.
Okay. So maybe you should actually explain to people that we're actually recording this in class.
No, because what happened is on Fridays we do the show between 9 and 10 at Cliff Central in
Livonia.
And now we're actually in Clarence with the birds chirping
this
and we're
like,
doing
yeah,
it. So it's our first...
like a Range Rover parked outside and somebody washing cars and the car guard. Now we're like in... There's neighbours. I saw people outside and I went just not to the car.
So people must know we've actually ventured out of our little comfort zone.
We're out of
our
everybody's comfort zone.
And it's also first time. Have you heard of the Just Now podcast? Have you seen it?
I mean, I see you're very bad with social media.
Who is?
You in general.
I'm old.
I don't see much. I get my information from Twitter and Instagram.
I've read a lot of classified columns in the newspapers, and you've got some fantastic ads in there next to the deaths and births. So, I mean, Dave just does different forms of advertising.
I do old school classifieds, like widows. Have you died recently?
No, listen, I haven't had to wrap an avocado to ripen anytime soon. I don't need to buy newspapers.
Have you ever done that when you're brying and you fold up the newspaper and you start reading it? And then you like feel bad.
I'm sorry,
you
have to go back
story.
To the beginning of that story. Have you ever had that when you're brying?
Do you not brying?
Do who are you talking to? Do I light my own fires? Does a woman, I mean, we have enough prejudice against us. Let men change our tires and light our fires. Okay, that's my new feminist. The future is female. Open my door, pay for my food, and light my fires.
That's an open invitation to you right there.
No, she really said, I must give her $100 for the privilege of having her here.
Now you know the key, lights a fire.
Oh, no, rate as well.
It's another word for what? STD.
What is?
Light my fire.
Really?
Well, if it's gonorrhea, burning, it's not good.
Okay. We don't have a bottle opener if you... Is that a...
I work at commercial radio. Podcasts are very messy. I feel very itchy about how unformulated.
Sorry, there was a beer that just got opened in case
anyone
was wondering what that pork
Angel.
And talking over each other. Like none of my, I would be shouted at by my boss right now.
You're talking over us.
There is no boss.
There's no boss here. No boss here.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's making me itchy because I'm trained for commercial.
I think it's my jersey that's making you itchy.
Well, a year.
That's not enough.
You can unlearn that as quickly. Good Lord.
Say something. This is how podcast works.
Okay, hi, my name is Angel Campy.
Anyway, Martin.
Yeah.
Do that on commercial radio.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Angel, how long have you been comedy? And we want to...
7 years as a stand-up comedian. Okay. Yes, I had my anniversary on the 29th of July this year.
Do you remember the time you started?
Of course I remember. Everyone remembers their first time.
Ask me when I...
When did you start? Why are you so...
I can tell you when it was. It was in between 2003 and 7.
Between his birth and his death.
So you remember the actual date you did your first gig?
I remember the date so clearly because I was busy being the bikini girl at the Vodacom Funny Festival for a 3-week run.
What does that sound?
There's a school bell.
Or
it's a nuclear holocaust starting. One or the other.
So what was your first time when you said, okay, I'm actually on stage now with the mic doing stand-up, rather than sort of announcing or MC work?
How did you go from being the bikini girl to
on stage? Well, so I lived with Siv Ngezi. I moved in with Siv.
Sorry about that.
I still do. And he was like, oh, your tweets are funny. You should get on stage and do that. And I was like, yeah, maybe. Then I go to sleep. Next morning, Rustam August, RIP, phones me and he's like, oh, Siv says you want to start stand-up. I'm doing an open mic night. I need more girls. I'm booking you in 3 weeks from now. And I was like, no.
Are you telling us we've got to now get into an argument with the dead? We've got to blame Rustam
for starting this monster. I mean, literally right now, if this podcast goes, that's Rustam replying.
Fantastic.
Because they can...
It actually is. I've got the headphones on and right now he's talking to me. No.
He says, I'm sorry.
He
apologizes. Rustam was one of those guys who would do a gig anyway. Just loved.
No, he would do busking on street corners in Long Street. Mm. He kept trying to convince me to go meet him in the company gardens. He's like, let's just go stand
comedy.
And do stand-up comedy with like a little PA system and a boombox.
But that is the Clarence Comedy Festival.
That's pretty much we've created it for him.
You're lucky you had a boombox.
But that's a dope concept though, like to stand in a garden. Think about it. Like if you were walking through a garden and there's a guy with a mic, you'd listen to him for like 2 minutes. Yeah. You'd be like, what the fuck is he on about? And then... Eventually,
it would be good training for a comedian.
You do like one gag and then move on.
Well, you've all heard of Speaker's Corner in London, right?
Yeah.
You know about Speaker's Corner. Okay, so Speaker's Corner is, I thought it was really well known, but it's a famous place in Hyde Park where you would go and you literally would step on a soapbox. Oh. And you would raise whatever the fuck you wanted to speak about. Right? No, but I mean, like, what people tend to do is they stand and they heckle or whatever the case is. Some folks are nutters, and then folks come out and they just, you know, tell a little yarn, and then people gather around them before you know.
So there's poetry.
And then suddenly a guy comes up with a political agenda, and everyone's like,
exactly that.
We want another comedian.
We have Speaker's Corner. It's called Parliament.
Yeah, but you know, like, so for example, if you go to Company Gardens and you want to do a little thing,
they should maybe do it.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So where was the gig, Angel?
So it was at Ragazzi, which was that random gig on Long Street, and you had to go through an African curio shop and upstairs at the back of this random curio shop.
That Namibian guy
ran it. Because then, you guys keep interrupting me, but when Rustam booked me, that same day, Eddie Kassar phoned me and said, I need a bikini girl for the Vodacom Funny Festival.
So wait, you got booked for your first gig?
Well, I was, by Rustam for open mic. And then I got booked as a model.
To tell Eddie Kassar, sorry, man, I'm at Ragazzi.
No, Ragazzi. But no, so then Eddie booked me for the whole month run. And it was nice, good money. And
you phoned me and said, what must I do? I said, just do it.
I did not know you yet, Dave.
You did. You said, must I do the bikini? Okay.
Yes. And then I said, can I borrow your bikini, Dave?
And he was still wearing it.
He has never taken it off. It is welded with his skin.
See, Lindy Johnson's here with us.
I'm so sad
that
she said
the only thing she doesn't go anywhere near the balls because of the smell.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of figuring out the balls don't smell. They don't have a...
This needs more context.
She's just afraid that they might smell. She said if she touches them and then smells her fingers, what if it smells?
But
that's
I think that's more of a concern. I would be more worried about somebody touching my balls and then immediately going to sniff their fingers as if that was the measure of the power of
like
the balls.
A nurse would do that to see if you have bacteria
you've got...
you're infertile.
Pox. Yeah.
You've got big pox.
No smell of babies there.
The baby whisperer. Let me smell your balls. You're going to have a boy?
Well, I came out of a 55-year-old pair of balls.
You did. We chatted about that your dad was an older gent.
Oh, you talk about your dad now?
Yeah, well, that's where I came from.
You know what else is an older gent? You can't have a younger parent, bro. Like your dad was an older gent. What the fuck does that even mean? You can't have a dad that's a younger person.
You can. In
you're born after them.
Some cultures that,
but you're always born after them. You can never be before them.
I get you.
Has anyone ever tried to adopt someone who's older than them legally? That'd be
Martin Davis.
I'd like to adopt someone. Yes, well, here's the book.
Couldn't get the paperwork signed off. Older.
Because you guys were in a different car and you actually were talking about daddy issues. So not that
well,
that's
not daddy
theme.
Issues, but one of my biggest jokes is about my dad's funeral. So I'm very open about it. But then I was recently talking to a professional who told me that I actually have PTSD from the trauma of being so disassociated. And even though I'm fine and I can joke about it and I'm adult,
was an older dad...
When you say professional, like in the mind game, not like a plumber
like
or an
sangoma,
electrician.
Actually.
A sangoma.
Yes.
Okay, well then you know it's true. Okay.
That's not a professional.
I was trying to be like covert that I go to a sangoma. But
did
whatever.
You go to the sangoma?
I go to a sangoma. I've been going to a sangoma since I was 18.
And
that's before you met
Sorry, I'm like, it's your part.
No, my sangomas are white.
Okay. So you're a little bit racist.
No, okay, because, yeah, a little.
White mooty.
White mooty. It's like cultural misappropriation, to be fair.
And what do you do there, like, bones throwing?
Yeah, bone throwing and the muti and the whole shebang. Because my mom, fun fact, when I was 8, was diagnosed with cancer and the doctors told her she had 6 months to live. Mm-hmm. So she was like, screw traditional medicine. She went to homeopathy and sangomas and all this traditional stuff. And no, actually, she's not that cool. And so then after that, I was raised in a world with anti-allopathic and pro-homeopathic and pro like spiritual healing. Yeah. So I grew up thinking sangomas are real doctors.
Can I ask a question
that's
though?
Interesting.
Like, yeah, because like you got a lot, like that's a lot. Like that's very well rounded, right? And you make jokes about funerals. So like for me, for you, what's like a no-go area for comedy, like for in jokes or for material or content?
I think every comedian can agree that there's very little that's off limits as long as it can be funny. But I think that the main thing as a female comic is this world now of like the sexual harassment stuff. Like a lot of girl comics and I, we were on an all-female lineup at the Johannesburg International Comedy Festival. And we were backstage talking about, can we make a rape joke funny? Like how ethically, on what grounds? Because we're all comics, so we all like theoretically we can. But as women, as a responsibility woman in this movement and this Me Too and this like sexual harassment wave that's coming around in 2018 now, of acknowledgement is what I mean. It's always been here. But women are now, as comics, going, how can we socially responsibly make rape funny? And can we? Is it even possible?
Have you heard? Okay, so obviously rape is the line, right?
Yeah.
Personally, rape is also the line. Like, I haven't heard, like, a funny rape joke.
I had one when I was a new comic.
Did people laugh? Did you find it funny or did like people find it funny?
No, I had a joke. I lived in Korea and I talked about how safe it was there. I don't want to do the joke because it's going to like condemn me.
That's fine. And it'll be in perpetuity forever.
I know, right?
Age.
But it had a That's joke the about thing. The small penis and rape not being an issue because
so
of
you
that.
You went culturally... Okay. Did he or didn't he?
No, it was just a throwaway line. I was like, even if you get raped, you can't die.
Just the other thing as well, if you speak to people that go to therapy that have been assaulted, let's call it sexual assault. Mm-hmm. We think of rape as penetrative sex. There are so many versions of it where someone just felt violated and dirty and goes...
That's right. Yeah.
Like my conversations with you, Angel, mostly.
Yes.
But you said it's different because we actually... Because you said it in the comments.
Because Dave...
I know Dave.
Yeah, Dave is like a creepy uncle. Dave always like will make jokes to give the people context.
You know, I think rape's the perfect word in terms of using what is the unexplainable joke.
Yes.
That technically can be done but isn't attempted because people have a difference of like, what do you want to call it? Like a relative
trigger.
Understanding that somebody else is going to be affected in a different way. But the idea of what joke is offensive, you could change the concept of rape to almost any other term depending on what other people have experienced.
Someone do a rape joke, bro.
It's not necessarily what is funny, as in what is like, oh, you know, we should laugh at that. There is funny, as in people do respond to things.
But if you think about
so it's not necessarily like, it's a core thing.
Is,
you know?
What is the message behind the funny? That's always what I'm thinking. Like, who is the butt of this joke? Yes. If the rape victim... okay, don't get dirty. But if the rape victim is the victim of the joke, then that's not a progressive joke. But if the joke, you know, like the Oscar Pistorius jokes that exploded after his thing. You know, if Reva was the butt of the joke, I didn't. Okay, not really though.
Yeah.
Depended.
If
Reva's the butt of an Oscar joke, I don't approve of it. But if Oscar's the butt of the joke, then that's good because he's the murderer.
That's okay. I was going to use that almost as an example, so that when people were doing even like the Papa Vachio traffic, don't drink and
that's
drive.
That's a rape joke.
That's a rape joke. That's a rape context piece. They're saying to you, drink and drive, get caught, you can get raped in prison.
I've seen a comic
using it as a real threat.
And you know, and like a lot of comics will always, you can defer the, like, should we call it male rape? Prison rape for being a bad guy is a bit of a ha-ha scenario as opposed to...
But a bad guy is also a broad term because you can end up in jail for drinking and
exactly.
driving.
Exactly. And I mentioned that as a sort of Twitter joke, and I had people come back and school me a little bit saying, like...
I was caught.
That's still...
I've said to men 100 times, the joke about men and the fear men have of going to prison is the reality a woman has when we leave our front door every day. Because you're like, oh, fuck, I don't want to go to prison. I'll get raped.
Say
like,
again. That's proper.
Yeah.
And no one gets that.
When you go to prison, you're now a victim, a potential victim. And women every day are potential victims. Yeah. Are we safe? Are we in a vulnerable position?
We were talking about racism in the car and how comedians are stepping a fine line because you go, hey, I live next door to an Indian guy and he bought me this thing. Is it offensive? Then the other thing was, when he was speaking, the next wave has got to be the mother-in-law jokes, yeah. or just general female drive,
blonde jokes, blonde. Mother-in-law
well,
jokes.
So those, now, yeah. if a guy gets fired for using a term for comparing a political party person, then the next one is the mother-in-law and it is the blonde and it is. But imagine sitting in jail and go, "What are you here for? Told the blonde joke."
You see, this is the thing. You don't tell him that shit. When you go to jail, you got to be gangster, bro. Like, you're like,
you just hit the guy. As he, what are you in for?
Yeah.
You hit him.
Yeah. I killed a blonde, not I told a John Black.
But then what, in jail, there's no rules. Because I did a set, well, a farm. Yeah.
They're setting up jail for Bill Cosby at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're setting up jail for him. Do you know
why
that?
Why are they setting it up?
Because he's old.
He's DSTV. In America, I think that's a downgrade.
They need
for
to
him.
Paint everything brown and get like, they need to put like handrails for him to get into the
toilet. How old is he? 84 and he's got 10
years. Why paint it brown for the shit?
Yeah, so it looks like a hearing device.
But here's what I said about Oscar. He got into a fight with someone on the phone recently. Because you get one phone call, whatever, per day.
And he had a fight with his one phone call. Well done, Oscar.
No, he was in the queue, or he was on the phone, and the other guy said, "It's my turn." Then I realized, like, in jail, there's no rules. Like, that guy, he's literally...
Or there's more rules than you're ever going to find out about.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's saying, "I'm on the phone, it's my turn." And the guy's like, "I don't care, it's my turn now." So he's saying, "I'm a murderer." He says, "I don't give a fuck. I want my phone call."
Wait, who said I'm a murderer?
Oscar's the murderer talking to the other murderer.
Did Oscar, so did the other guy say I'm a murderer? Or did Oscar finally admit it?
I'm like, oh, no, maybe, hey.
But he was like, I murdered me.
He's from Carte Blanche.
Yeah. I'm actually the Indian lady from Carte Blanche.
But you're also a Devi. You can't do that, though. Like if you go to jail, you can't
do you know,
glow
I'm
up yourself.
Saying, I'm not saying because you're the colored guy on the show, but do you have anyone that you know that's been to jail personally?
Yes, my cousin.
Hold on, Angel.
My cousin is in jail. So my cousin is in jail for 180 years, bro.
Why?
He was a serial killer. He's from Durban. He was murdering people in Albert Park.
And you survived?
Yeah, Martin? I survived.
Wait, I'm just going to open a beer.
Okay. That's breakfast.
Oh, that's magic.
By the way, if this is a Friday for you, it's a Thursday for us. But Dad, we used to have something called Breakfast Beer Club, and we're going to do comedy news just now. But just tell me more.
I need to wee. Can he tell you about Desiree Killer and I can go wee?
Why don't you? We'll time your wee.
Okay.
Okay. Wee. I have to go to my.
In fact,
car,
you know what?
If
you need to wee, 7 minutes well, maybe and
go. Maybe take a natural break.
Just can you warn them?
I'll tell you what. Because we can do this as we will. Why don't we just? We'll take a 2 second break.
Okay.
We'll come back in seconds. It won't change anything.
Please don't go away.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors, and it's going to be silent because we have no sponsors.
Actually, I'll do the sponsorship word. Thank you on behalf of Rubin. We'll see you all after this.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry about the break. We either needed to wee or smoke.
Yes, and more people arrived, and there
and
was just chaos. But I weed, and now I'm calm. Yes, we've got Gilly, Apta, and Claudine Ullman in the house
now. She was on the podcast
now.
A few months ago, and we've never had so many to be so many. Complaints. It's the timing of the joke. But no, we had a lot of downloads that week from other countries because you speak so loud. People in Lesotho could hear you. They could hear you. Oh no, you can't be talking in the background. Okay, shush. You're on the next one. We spoke about your uncle.
Yes, yes.
Proper uncle family, hey?
My cousin. My direct cousin.
Direct cousin. Because I've got aunties and uncles from Springs when we were kids, but they weren't real. Related.
No, this guy, so he had a motor.
28 years.
180 years.
He's got 175.
Is that one of those sentences running concurrently where you actually
like
still get the opportunity to get
sentences.
Out of like jail? Like 20 times 10 year sentences or whatever?
No,
the case.
So okay, let me give you the story. So he was a serial killer. His modus operandi was a serial killer. So what he'd do in Durban is he'd have his girlfriend pose as a prostitute. And then guys would.
I nearly got caught with this.
Guys would. So she'd pick up guys, obviously, and then they would drive to like a secluded place, and then he would pounce on them and then murder.
So she was an accomplice too.
She was an accomplice.
Did he enjoy the murdering or the money? Did he steal things?
They stole things, and then they would jump them, steal their money, and then he would bash them with a hammer.
Would she not have sex with him?
No.
Oh man.
Oh, she would lead them on, so they would. Because I don't, I'm not into that shit. But they would like obviously take off their clothes and take off their shirts and be very vulnerable. So when they pounce, sometimes it'd go into the flat. And then when she jumped into the lift, you'd join him in the lift. And when they got into their flat, they'd be like, hey, bro, she's popping now. You're about to.
You can't trust prostitutes
about
anymore.
About six people or something.
Yo.
Yeah. So he's never going to come out. But like that's a stark reality. So that guy, he's my cousin. But like from the time we were children, we knew something was not right with him.
How?
Yeah. He would do all the crazy shit. Like he'd go into like my granny's house and steal shit and like.
But break did it he like drop bricks on pigeons and stuff?
Yeah.
He probably take wings or flies.
Well, I think dropping bricks on pigeons is more severe than taking a fly.
I think if you can drop a brick in a pigeon, you're quite talented because that's quite hard to do.
It's actually the only thing that South Africa won a gold medal at last year.
That and bowls.
That and
you win a gold at
we always get a gold in bowls.
Golden balls.
Golden balls.
That Lindy won't touch.
Smell the balls, Lindy.
Smell the balls.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Doesn't need therapy. That's not right. The Oak's not
He's probably like, I would say he's about 15 now or something.
That's old.
Yeah, it is. Oh, his day's
age. His age is dead.
When I How was old? Born.
Go in there.
So okay.
What did he die of eventually?
My dad died of complications after a stroke when he was in his 70s. So basically old age.
But that means you had a dad kind of like a grandfather. You like
my grandpa and my dad were 3 years age difference.
I don't understand.
No way.
My mom's
like
dad.
Very East Rand.
My mom's dad was born in 1925.
So your mom likes older guys.
Well, that one time, yes.
How many other people did?
Then she dated a much me and my brother. I'm the
From
last
the same
born.
Dad?
Yeah. So my
so
brother.
The younger one.
No, he's older. My brother David what's was first. Name? David Edward. And everyone always wants to know, what's his name? Because my name's Angel. And they're like Starburst, Rainbow. No, David.
I thought Angelo.
Angelo and Angel. Wow. How drunk was my mom? No, but my mom had two brothers who died. And one was David and one was Edward. So my brother's name's David Edward after them.
Sure. So, yeah, there's a high possibility that my next kid will be called Louis Winnie.
What? What the
fuck? Winnie Mandela and
my grandfather's Louis.
Oh, so
Louis
C.K. Another fallen great.
We were talking about that when you said you went to overseas and you were talking to American comics who said
yes.
It's very difficult because of the boys' club.
Yes.
How did that start? Because you mentioned one of
no,
the
no. So
the
Lindy
factors.
And I were sitting in here, and obviously comedy is quite male dominated, but this festival, thanks to Rabin, is pretty equal. But Lindy and I were sitting here, and Dave keeps making lewd comments about how he loves me, and so, and I was like, well,
sometimes you know what I think about all the time. Phoebe's dad.
You can't make in jokes nobody knows about.
They'll learn. This whole podcast is an in joke.
Okay, so Lindy and I started chatting, and we weren't keeping our voices down because there's no secrets amongst comics. And we were saying, you know, the girls in America who are in comedy.
There's no secrets.
I'm just thinking of so many secrets.
Three what?
So many
secrets.
Well, you know, you can't talk around you guys. I just give up.
So what happened?
But so we were saying that the female comics in America say it's very much a boys' club. They feel very much excluded, and they feel very much sexually ostracized. Wow. And Lindy and I were
in
both
the comedy
in the
stages
comedy,
or backstage,
sexualized / sexist and / everything othered because you're just a girl and you can't play.
Yeah.
And we and I know I think for all the women in comedy, I'm including Claudine, and she's not by a microphone, so it's getting weird. But
she's coming.
We are all like very included, and we don't feel the men in comedy have always been like, if you're funny, you're in. Yeah. I mean, yes, Dave makes stupid flirty comments, but you're like a
but
big
I do
brother.
That to every, even to the guys.
Yeah, exactly. You touch Rabin inappropriately more than you touch me.
And Rishi's got beautiful blue eyes.
Rishi's got his balls in your mouth, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Rishi. Claudine, everything you're saying is not Claudine, going into the
going
podcast,
the
so you're just making it weird.
We're editing Claudine.
Anyway, so that's what we were saying, and Lindy and I were saying that even though we're
so
amongst all you guys. It is a plus, and we were saying because we are socialized differently, we're very much differently to American culture, and the men and women here, we're a little bit more convent, like conservative. So
America has
maybe
a big lesson to learn in terms of sexual but manners.
Also, do you also think it's a numbers thing? Like, do you think because in South Africa, the number of I would say, I think it's, for me, I don't like to differentiate between female comics and male comics, right?
If you personally,
the very fact that you're saying that differentiates you from an American comedian,
right? Because I feel that either you're funny or not funny doesn't.
That's the South African mindset. Right. The American male mindset is, this is a boys' club. You got to prove yourself. You go.
Do they blatantly
do that? Well, as far as all the female comics I know from America, yes. But we don't feel that here. And I've never felt less than my male peers because I'm a woman. If I'm not as funny, sure. But not because of my gender.
And you can also be a friend with benefits.
That's the other thing you mentioned. You mentioned.
No. I'm going to start a hashtag.
I diluted
you. No, you are me too.
No, but without diluting it, it actually makes sense because you said, some of the comedians had said, I had sex with that guy and he's a club owner, and I had sex with that guy and he's a headliner.
Yes.
I haven't never been booked there.
But there's
again
a lot more sexual liberation in America than there is here. We're very conservative. South Africa's very famous for
so we
its
don't
conservativeness.
Have sex with each other as comedians.
Well, I know, Dave, you're asking this question. You're leading the witness.
I fingered Alfred Adrian.
Wow.
Number of occasions.
Look, I'm sure there are comedians who've dipped in each other's company ink pots, but the thing is that it's in any company. That's where Lindy ended off, saying you don't shit where you eat.
About this, but we don't have an end of year function to get together and let off some steam and just be
take
together.
Take photocopies of our bums on the machine.
We
want to photocopy our bums.
Tori Almond's name is spelt incorrectly on the shirt because it's not actually her.
That's going to be next year's posters. Are going to be photocopies of people's bums with their name
next to it.
You know what? There's going to be a hashtag as soon as that
shotgun,
comes out.
Shotgun Lindy.
I know who's going to have the prolapsed anus. Me.
Yes.
I can't wait for Victoria's one, bro. I can't wait.
Like, you're going big in jokes.
It looks like a grizzly bear eating a sandwich made of jam.
I'm going to Victoria's on this shit every week.
So Victoria's anus looks like?
A grizzly bear eating a jam sandwich?
That's right. That's correct.
With more teeth.
And it was described like that in his nursery school yearbook.
All I can hope is if with enough gym, I can also look like that.
Say that again, sorry?
With enough gym, maybe I'll also look like that.
Who is Jim? Last year when you were here, you were on your phone the whole time.
Yes.
Has that relationship fizzled?
It's a complicated thing.
Do we have your attention on this tour?
No, there's always a new boy in my phone. Come on now.
Speaking of body hair, might as well just discuss this. Yes. Which comedian in the industry actually packs the best back pelt? Because, I mean, I was thinking of Victoria.
What is that?
Like, you know,
hairy backs.
I shared a hotel with Victoria the one time and...
Well, thanks to the benefits of laser, no longer me.
All right.
I have shoulder
hair. Hey, I'm not laser.
You're not a comedian, Rubin.
You're not a comedian, Rubin. So now, I have slept with Rubin, and I've slept with Vittorio on tour.
Yeah.
And Vittorio has quite some. But it's manly.
It's like a wing.
Maybe
Yasin.
It's got to be like an Indian Muslim person.
See, now that's racist. Okay.
No, because that's just not racist. That's just factual.
But I have recently been for a back second crack, and I'll tell you, it was liberating because I felt like I could run faster. I could smell thoughts.
You could smell something.
Are you running naked?
That's what Lindy was complaining about.
Yeah. Lindy was. But we also spoke about personal hygiene of, because girls don't understand, we have an outie, so the balls are out. Yeah. Yours is an innie. Mm. Some girls have an outie.
I mean...
It's not for this podcast.
Yeah.
Is it not for this one?
No.
But with an outie, do you put powder on your balls? But do you have a ritual?
Occasionally, though. Like, I don't put powder like every day.
On a humid... No.
Yeah, like Boxing Day.
Like trips to Durban.
Explain
kind of stuff.
You have a process. You have a volcano and a towel and a whole thing.
Yes. Okay. So before I bring it up, I have to shout out to Neil Green, who enlightened me to this whole process. Because before I would just throw it on like other people do. And then he taught me
Did other people do it?
Yes.
That is a good
You put
friend.
Powder you put powder on your on the plums.
If from room 3 here at the lodge where we are now.
Yeah.
I said, Rabin, can you come help me quick with something?
Yeah.
And then
what are you doing?
On the bed, and yes. I give him the baby
I'm
powder.
I'm trying to powder my plums.
That's a good friend.
But what you do is you gotta put a towel down on the floor. Because the last thing you want is talcum on the floor.
That's
very
slippery.
So you gotta put the towel down. Then you gotta straddle the baby powder, but you gotta get the one with the green thing. That
but
one.
If you have a carpet, then it's fine. You don't need a towel.
No.
But you don't want a mess, though.
Mess.
Yeah.
I'm in my room. I've got a towel on the floor, and I'm straight.
And you get, you have to get the sportsman's powder one. It's got like the green things for athlete's feet and shit.
Athlete's feet. And then you have to.
Yeah, you got to straddle the bottle, and then you got to squeeze it in like and get like a volcanic eruption, and then it'll puff straight up onto your balls from the bottom.
But this also get up your bum a little bit.
Nothing on the outside.
Do you not use baking powder?
You do not squirt baby powder. Baking, there's enough yeast. We don't need to add baking powder. What are you talking about?
Do girls not use baby powder for
no, any because powder. Our foofies need to be moist. They don't need to be dry. Yeah. Then it gets itchy and sore.
And it squeaks.
Yeah, no. A little coconut oil doesn't go far wrong.
We only use the word vagina on this
I say foofy. I've always said foofy. But coconut oil is antibacterial and it's all inclusive. So every now and again, a little swab of coconut oil keeps downstairs
happy. And I keep coconut swabs oil in my cubbyhole.
Mm. It's like servicing a car. Like every 5,000 miles, put a drop of coconut oil and you're good to go.
Yeah, but you don't put it up. You just around the
top. You smear it. It's a smear campaign.
It's a great lubricant as well, kids. But also not to be mixed with
it's a not pup smear, but with actual pup.
Not to be mixed with condoms. Right, let's get back to we'll make news. The latex.
Martin,
tape.
On the show roundabout, we're halfway through. Yes. We have a news items which we talk about. So they're not real news items that you'd see in the normal news.
Right.
But
they are actual news items.
No, so robot brothel has been sort of not welcomed in Houston, where they've said these new dolls that are coming out are very lifelike.
Yeah.
There's this, even down to the skin, and there's programmable.
Yes, they've got artificial intelligence. They can be angry or happy.
Yeah.
Angry. But to me, I was at that podcast.
People like that.
I was at the podcast with the two of you last year at Sexpo, and we went off to this.
You know what's nice? Pack the bottles during the podcast.
When we went off to the Sexpo Expo, and afterwards, well, before the show had started off, and we walked around to that one store.
Right, to the
and
fake vagina.
There was. Like, without getting into like the creepish things, right? Like, men are going to be socially judged for having sex toys. You will be shamed by having a sex toy, right? For women to have a vibrator, no.
Men are too
the context.
What about women?
Look, no. I'll put you this way: if you could have a sex toy as a man, it was as simple as maybe one of those. What do you call those? Like something that just goes on your cock.
We assume all of you guys are dilling.
As opposed to having a full-on inflatable latex doll, that's something a little bit creepier, right? A girl gets to buy a fancy dildo with a rabbit on the end.
You also get full-on like latex men dolls with big dildos in their legs.
Yeah, but you don't take one of those in your handbag everywhere you go, right?
Well, you don't take a full latex woman in your handbag.
Because I don't carry a handbag, and I can't fit it in, and if I blew it up, I'd end up so out of breath that I wouldn't be able to fuck it.
I feel like now you become a woman.
They get shamed for it.
You have to keep it in the cupboard.
So they've got
your son finds it, and then he starts dating it, and then you get jealous.
Personally, for all the other reasons, I'm never going to own a sex doll. Just out of my own space, never mind what society.
You just say like $60,000, you can buy a horse with that money.
But they had
racehorse.
Did you see those? They've got like
cheap as you can.
So they've got that like it's basically just sexual organs, vagina, and a bum.
But
that was that had like robotic movement in it. It had like its own it could control moisture levels.
That one was running on Windows. You're talking about like an old Windows 93 version.
Yeah,
now
this
it's like
this one was
this ran linked
to
Pornhub.
Yeah, they ordered him different.
This links to Pornhub with VR goggles, and you can choose a porn scene and then use this thing as part of your sexual fantasy. Yeah. And I'm like quite kind of blown away by this. And it was like R16,000 or something. It's not cheap. And I'm like, who buys this? And the lady's like, well, we get a lot of sort of middle-aged divorced men who just do not emotionally have it in them to go out and date. And we're like,
is your hand and your eyes closed not enough? Like, no, I'm not being judgy. I'm just saying.
I use both hands.
Well, okay, we say the same then for any sexual.
Well, I don't own a sex toy anyway.
You just rent it.
No, like I literally don't. But
women are different. They can think of stuff and it gets them going. Men have to have a visual thing.
Yeah, men are visual. Women are like much more emotional, tactile kind of.
But it is a lot though.
Come closer. Like, you're going to cry now.
It's a lot because like it's because I can hardly keep my cell phone charged, right? So I'm assuming that shit then needs prep work.
Yeah.
Like you can't just wake it up and be like,
you come home, you're excited. I'm going to, you got the toy, the name.
A human is a lot better.
Gladys, you're going to get some Gladys. And then you get there and you're ready. And Gladys hasn't been charged. Really? Now you got to wait.
It's a bit like that with
it just starts playing some Chinese. It starts playing some Chinese
like
song while
my,
while it's buffering.
When I go home.
Okay,
keen
hang
for
on. So the robot? Would you? So would you frequent? Would you go and visit? I think it would be a novelty. I'd go and see.
I'd want to own one of those in South Africa. I think that's a great business model.
Oh, you see, that's Indian.
That's why you're not a comic.
But I mean, in the same respect, if you were to go and if you owned one of those, like, it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It's a
and
lot.
Also, you don't
want
to show your friends because they fall in love with your doll. Yeah. There's got to be ownership, like that.
Yes.
Right.
Now you must introduce your doll to friends. Like, oh, this is Amy. She lives in the cupboard.
Have you seen the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix? Yes. It's like a skip and a jump to that, where you're falling in love with her and feeling ownership of her, and then you don't want your friends to meet her or see her because
there's just another one with one of the Ryans, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, where he orders the doll, and he it's a Canadian. He orders the doll as well and grows fond of it, like does things for her.
Isn't that the movie Mannequin?
Mannequin.
It's a reality where, like, I mean, look how much we love our cell phones, let alone like everything else. No, everybody. Like, we don't drop them, we care for them.
But wouldn't you go to the brothel just to see? Because those are very lifelike dolls.
In a future world, right, where attitudes to sex would change to what they currently are, and someone said...
Elon Musk.
Someone said, like, has your husband been sleeping with a prostitute? And someone would go, oh, my God, the dangers and the threats and the emotional damage that causes. I'm not saying this is going to be something that would happen, but as opposed to someone going, oh, yeah, my husband occasionally goes off and... you know, he goes off to the electronics store and it's
you think that can work in a relationship?
I don't know.
If you can go to like a rubber ball
and meet and all these things. Men will be so scared to actually even, hey, how are you? You look pretty today. So they'd rather just go to Moira in the cupboard and they get there. So that's kind of what's...
You know how hard you're making me sigh by saying men are scared to say, hey, how are you?
No,
like,
they're not. Men have now had
to think about how they're treating women because we've been living in fear. Did we not earlier say the analogy for prison is our lives?
Why do they use those dolls in therapy? If in jails and things and like help rapists and things...
Why are we helping them? Just go away.
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive to help them. Just stop them.
So would you go to the place just to see it? Would you
listen, yeah, I would be curious.
Let's skip it.
I would be curious. Right. You'd skip it.
I would skip it.
So it's a sex doll house.
House. Where you go brothel.
So
you get
go
to
the brothel.
But then do they wash it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Now it's like sharing condoms, essentially.
But I think it is a giant condom.
No,
they just take it out.
You put your own condom on first.
If you were to use a sex doll, let's just imagine
plus
it, right?
You can bite
there's certainly a lot of more hygienic options on that than going up to somebody afterwards who's actually had sex and saying, right, now you get a thorough public rinsing. That's...
Rinsing?
Yeah, she's
power douche for somebody.
She gets dettled down. Just
you come out
do
of the room,
with
the
dental.
Door, go, do not go in there.
Give it 4-5 minutes tops. Okay? Or what have you done? I actually farted.
Or
you
started
get
so well on this podcast, and we've just gone so
it was
down.
You. It was mostly
or you get your baby powder.
Yeah,
you just dust her off for the next one.
Okay.
All right. So there's a comet coming. There's a comet coming to Earth that's shaped like the skull. Does that interest anyone?
What is that?
A comet that's crossing our path of seeingness.
What part of the sky is it crossing?
How do they know it's shaped like a skull?
They've seen pictures.
No, because that picture you showed me is an artist's rendition.
But the weird thing is the skull comet has been passed before, but it's now coming across on Halloween.
It's called the pumpkin comet.
Pumpkin comet.
But it looks like a skull. It's called the... So who names these things? Because it looks like a skull, but it's named a pumpkin.
I can tell you who it was named by. It was named by Zachariah Pumpkin in 1773, the first time it was viewed.
The same person that named the Michael Jackson song Thriller, and it's actually a horror.
Yeah.
In Willa, in Hawaii. So nothing interesting. Halloween, a big thing in your culture?
It's become a big thing in South Africa.
Where? Who?
Halloween has become a thing, because now they have people are going door-to-door doing trick-or-treating.
Not in my neighborhood.
No, they do.
Where do you live?
On the news.
She lives with Civ. No one comes around to her.
Right now, or you go to any store, they're selling like Halloween masks and
it's massive.
It's just a party.
And then it's just another excuse for capitalism.
Yeah,
but also, the Christians got angry and said, you guys are doing Satanist things. And they explained to them that the original Halloween festival was actually just a slightly pagan version of to make the crops grow. So it was a Christian thing. Pray to God.
It's the harvest season.
Yeah.
It's the same as Christmas. That's why it's pumpkin. And Easter is the spring solstice. Like, it's just, I mean,
pagan.
All of
Angel that's
said
because
she
of all
doesn't
of your Sangoma knowledge.
Yeah,
look
I know
at you
these
go.
Things. I know these things.
Angel mentioned there's no trick or treat perhaps in town, right? But then it's not really as residential in town. But a little bit up the road in Frederhoek last year.
Within those villages, those secure villages.
And last year in Frederhoek, they did it in a way that they didn't go to the average person's house and say, listen, you know, give the kids some sweets. They set up with the families and the kids that were keen on it, and they really did a big thing of it. They went up and down the streets. It was very planned. It was very safe, and it had a really cool community vibe. I object less to Halloween because more of a children's festival than I do to St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day, which is just
sugar we're giving the kids. I mean, they did
a specific thing as well where they said, you know, like maybe you got some kid who comes around, he's like, I don't know, diabetic or got some. So they don't just
for the diabetic.
He has a nut allergy. You know what? Fucking children, just let's euthanize them all.
Yeah,
that's what the word youth should go into.
Remember how well this podcast was doing? You just messed it up. So now,
yes.
So that we're not worried about. That's good. We just talked a little bit about Halloween.
I mean, the Halloween thing is, let's put it this way: we are only beginning to see what Halloween is going to become in this country. In 10 years' time,
why are we doing Halloween? Because you see, on the movies that trick or treat.
But you know what? I get the fact that we do Halloween, just as you said, from the fact that we see it all around the world. What I do not understand is why anyone does anything for Guy Fawkes in this country about blowing up British Parliament and people get excited about it. It's an excuse to fireworks.
I remember as a kid, there was like you'd go to someone's uncle's house and he'd have that kit there, but only one of the crackers worked in that thing. But he was like,
still cost him $50 because he was a rich uncle.
Across the road, so that was dangerous. So all the kids sat in the house and then he'd have the old milk bottle and none of the rockets would fire off. And then one came through the house once. It was a disappointing day.
I used to make a lot of like my own fireworks when I was a kid. Yeah.
When did you start comedy?
I used to go into sheds and just mix chemicals and then occasionally they'd explode.
Oh, I thought you just meant you kissed really pretty girls and it was fireworks.
No.
Damn it, how much time have you got left?
Now I'm sad. Jesus.
So there's two more other weird stories. This was some guy proposed to his girlfriend, so took her for a walk through the forest, and then they got lost, and they had to call 911 and get out of there. So his marriage proposal went horribly wrong.
But did he actually propose? Like, did he propose at the back of the 911, like, ambulance?
Like, don't die. Will you marry me?
His name's Joshua Mason, and he looked for, a mountain retreat to go and propose.
But did you hear? I could tell you a better story than that one. This one's legit.
I mean, there's really very little to that story, Dave.
Well, they I don't know.
You know, in America, they're very big on the gender reveal when pregnant, right? They make a big deal out of it's a boy. You know, like recently they had the guy who's got the alligator snapping balloons.
I just don't like the name of the thing. They called it, someone in Joburg, they said it's a baby sex party. Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, that's not cool.
So what happened in the States was there was a guy who made a very ambitious gender reveal and wanted to bring all his friends. I guess it was part of some National Forest Park thing, whatever. I'm trying to think of the area it was involved in. But the explosion that went off, the fireworks that went off as part of the gender reveal to show the color for the baby.
So they're going
to
get blue.
Fucked out and landed in the bushes and destroyed 40,000 hectares of fire. It was one of the biggest fires I've ever had in the area, and he's been given 1.50 something stupid. He's been given a massive fine or a jail term, but he's got to pay off $1.5 million in fines or something like that.
Is it a boy or a girl?
They didn't mention it. They actually didn't mention in the article. Because like,
everyone was like,
it's going to be trans.
It's a gender neutral child. There is.
We spoke about trans on the podcast a few times, like about just the having
music?
That feeling.
No.
The real stuff. So like, where are you going to a trance party? Like, you get
and
there,
then you dress up as a girl.
Hi, Dave.
you're definitely part.
Have you met Gladys? If you buy a trance dildo, like in the post, does it change? So you buy it online, and then a trance sports to you. And it's a vagina.
That's actually a bit upsetting now.
Is it? Yeah. This whole podcast is upsetting.
Yeah, I think so far. Who haven't we offended at this point?
I think you're going big today.
The Jews.
Yeah.
No, I'm
offended. Are we offended?
Claudine's offended. Claudine, the Jews are done.
It's not really her because on the shirt it's got two N's. So it must be another comedian.
We're waiting for the real Claudine.
Claudine Ellman was asked by Mark Banks if he can have the Claudine Ellman National Theatre Society. Claudine Ellman National Theatre Society. And they're going to make t-shirts for that. So she's actually starting that now. So the t-shirt can say cunts.
I think it's genius.
It's not. It's for Mark Banks. He has a tumour.
So now, yes, we're going to end off on these so we can say goodbye to these people.
End off on the blazing one.
Yeah, blazing one. Any gigs that you've been to that you dig in at the moment? What's happening?
That I'm digging.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm going to dig this one.
This is fun, though. This, you know what's lucky? These people don't get comedy. Not get it in terms of understanding it. That's just not here. So they love the fact that you've come here. Is it an Nando's here? There's a Steers.
Oh, there's
an
Nando's.
And there's franchises here.
Franchise. A franchise-free zone.
So because of the fact they want to keep it all country.
But they brought Dave through, so at least they're going to get beers. Dave. But I'm actually...
Heineken.
Oh, yeah. We didn't bring the Heineken. But we I'm actually... I'm at the Cape Town Comedy Club next week. So we, the whole week. So from here, that's where I'm going.
I'm from Cape Town. Okay, cool.
That's my name.
And you, Martin, you kind of give up comedy every year and then you come back.
Yeah, this is the second gig for you.
Yeah, I've got nothing after this. How do you survive? I do a lot of voiceovers and TV commercials and stuff.
Do the one that you do this. We know who you are. Do it. We know which one it is.
Oh, hang on. What's it called? John something John Dory's.
There you go. You're very good.
But I think
just realized it's you.
Yeah, this okay. I got to mention this. This is like a couple of weeks ago. So I got booked for like a voiceover on the Monday and the Tuesday. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic, mate. Looking forward to this. Going on Monday, and I did the sustainable sea fishing. You know, the sassy whatever it is. You know, like don't eat fish. And then I go in the next day and going John Dory's eat all the fish.
And then you phoned me and you said, I just got paid, like however much it was for the voiceover. But I have to walk home because I don't have enough money to catch a bus.
Yeah, no, I had money for a bus, but I didn't want to get a cab. And I was like, but I was in Woodstock and I can get like four legend samosas for like R5.50 each. So I'm like, I walked.
Another wee. Can I just say for the record, we're nearly done. Angel Campy has the smallest bladder in the world.
I don't usually. Today, it's really betrayed me. Even on the road trip, I was like crying in the car next to Rabin for like an hour. I was like, I need to
She was crying because we were discussing daddy issues.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I think I've got
some cranberry juice.
Tears were coming out of my eyes because they were flowing up out of my bladder.
Does anybody need cranberry juice? Just shout. Okay.
Fine.
What is it for the bladder? All right, so here's some... This has nothing to do with anything.
You don't care about my gigs. Okay, that's fine.
Oh yes, no, sorry, Cape Town gigs, what you got?
No, I don't care anymore.
You don't have any, hey?
No, I mean, I've got, I work on radio.
Can we come on your radio station then?
Please don't come on it. No, literally, it's
You're
so
more than welcome to come on a smile, but that's different.
No one ever smiles when you come on there.
That was unnecessary for me. Okay,
unnecessary.
Guys, we started so well against all this.
Okay, go, what is your gig? What do you do these days?
I'm on Smile 90.4 FM.
Smile 94, 90?
0.4.
90.4. That's quite a cool name because you know that it sounds like 94.
What's 94?
That's KFM.
The good radio station.
94.5.
Do you get paid?
Yes,
contract?
I'm the drive time DJ from 3 to 6 every
Fantastic.
Day.
Every day?
Every day.
So when people are driving
I'm on
home,
leave right now. I'm actually getting tweets, people going, why are you not
oh,
on
really?
Air?
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Your mom.
Yeah. Mommy, I told you, Clarence.
But do you think it's cool that called Smile FM, from Smile FM 90.
It's called Smile 90.4 FM. You're not allowed to say Smile FM.
What it says, Eddie? You're not allowed to?
Smile 90.4 FM. Okay. We get trained to say 90.4 before we say FM.
And it's only in Cape Town, isn't it?
That's a training.
Yes, it's only in Cape Town.
Do you think they got you on there because you're a comedian?
Yes, literally, that is the answer.
I said only in Cape Town, like, but it's a Cape Town station. Regional.
Yes, it's
yeah.
A Cape
Here's
Town
your
station.
Last thing. These are strange places. Have you been to places where, like, it's funny? Like, you said there's a place called Wank.
Uh-huh.
Where is that?
Germany. Bad
but
Fart.
Would it not be, where's Bad Fart?
Germany.
Why do they, but Bad Fart is Bad Journey.
But I...
Bad F-A-H-R-T, I think. Bad Fart.
Bad
Bath
Journey.
Fart.
But like, Bad Fart is Bath Journey.
I particularly like that you found a town called Dildo in Newfoundland, because that's Newfoundland, and... I don't know if in Newfoundland they maybe found the G-spot too.
The G-spot. Then we got Moron in Argentina. Is that Max, your ex-boyfriend? Is that where he lives?
He's lovely. We don't
you still love
my
him.
Ex. Of course he's
You
lovely.
Dig your exes?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic.
Can I just add, I don't like
you
any
lived
of my
with
exes.
My, you lived with my
yes,
boyfriend.
He was lovely. He was lovely.
He's lovely, see? Yeah. He's lovely.
Yes. Max, he stayed with me in Book Up.
So you don't get on with your exes?
But that's a at story. This point, no.
You're not trash.
Very much not.
That's homophobic, Richly.
Richly.
Now you've upset the game.
So if someone says to you, if you're in Argentina, and they're like, where are you? You go, moron.
No, moron.
Is it pronounced like that?
I don't know. I know that moron in Argentinian is boludo.
There's a sparsely populated, what?
Boludo.
Guys, can I have some silence, please? You've got 1 minute
boring.
Left. What is boring? Come here and say that.
This is so boring. This podcast is so boring for those of us not involved.
Oh, I see. Yeah, hashtag not involved. There's a reason why you're not involved. We have 1 minute left. There's a place. Yeah, okay, so that's been done. What we're going to do is finish off now so that I can send this to our man and he can make it look nice.
Sorry to the person who has to try and clean up all this bullshit.
No one's cleaning it up. No one cleans it up. Going as it is.
Rich, do you anything you want to say? Can you say goodbye to Eric?
I was going to say goodbye to Eric and to Ryan Holiday, who you now...
I am now Ryan and Eric. Hello.
Angel, thanks for being on our podcast. I know you have stress from being on a real radio station.
No, I mean, this has made me itchy because I'm used to very clean, scripted...
You want some baby powder?
It's the Clarence
I would like a volcano of baby powder to take away the itch, please.
Martin, say goodbye, please.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening. And we're going to give you more. We're going to give you more stuff from Clarence for next week as well. So I think we're in the mood.
Well, what should we maybe just add in? Like, I know that it's not necessary to take away from your podcast, but there are several people here at this festival who are
going
to be
here.
Doing... Warren's going to record a podcast. I'm going to report a...
Who else has got one?
I have. Yasin...
He's got a podcast.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. But we're going to make a plan and interview several people.
Someone's going.
And we're just going to combine all these podcasts out around about the same time. So yours will come out tomorrow and the rest will be out in the next week or so. And
today is tomorrow because they're listening now.
Okay. Fantastic. This is out right now.
This is live. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.